Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Serious 33 and a Third podcast. It's your man, DeLeo DiCaprio, a.k.a. Filthy McNasty, a.k.a. Danny Domino, a.k.a. your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew's side.
How many times?
Twice removed.
What's up? It's your boy, Drew Nitty, a.k.a. International Drew, a.k.a. that Black Star kid, a.k.a. don't let these niggas tell you that I got some disease next weekend. I am on my birthday vacation.
That's very smart. I can tell you, I would have had your back, Drew. I wouldn't have let him play you like that.
Yeah, right. Famous last words.
What up? I'm TJ.
Yeah, whatever, man. It's whatever. The nigga who gave me this piece out, I'm gonna have you.
See, I shortened the applause that time. See?
Look at that. Giving the people what they want.
Yeah, man. Man, how's everybody doing, man?
Hey, man. Half the vaccination knocked out.
Nice. Nice. You got your... did your arm fall off yet?
Man, I thought it was. I couldn't even put my shirt on one day. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, man. It was super sore. And it was a knot, like a big ball knot in my shoulder. It would not go away.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's interesting.
Very unlike the arm soreness I have. No. I thought you just had like the arm, like you had a big knot on your arm.
It wasn't, but you could feel it underneath my, under the skin on my shoulder where they injected me at. So it is what, but it's going away now. I got I got some range of motion.
Good, because I know you was probably a little nervous that you was gonna get like a second nose that was growing out your shoulder or something.
Hey,
right?
Man, no, I was just scared because I've seen some people just going to the upper room after they shot. That's what I was nervous about.
Yeah,
and yet you still took the shot.
Wait, are they blaming that on the shot? Like,
they said it was, but they said also saying they get people getting shot rashes, like red blotches on their skin and stuff like that. I'm like,
yeah, it's I mean, with any medication, I had tried, a couple years ago, I was on, statins for cholesterol, and I was having all type of weird reactions and side effects, man. So it's like, you're putting foreign substances in your body, anything can happen. So it's everybody's going to react a different way. Thankfully, it's been, those cases have been very, sporadic and,
right.
Like one in a million type cases. But one thing that was crazy is, I think they were saying in Washington State, there was all these people who really recently got fully vaccinated. And it was 100 of them ended up getting like bad cases of COVID. I guess 100 people is still a small amount, but it's just a little bit alarming, in one state at one time happening.
Sounds like a cluster of people who probably had just gotten that shit right before their vaccination.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. But to that point, once again, y'all, COVID is still here. I know. We opening up and things are getting a lot more loose. But it's still here, man.
Hey, man, if you took the Johnson & Johnson, they don't have a great track record, man. They got the talcum powder. And then I was like, which one am I getting? Okay, cool. Now I'm getting Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah. Jesus.
But man. Super prayers up, man, for the dog, man. The dog is fighting for his life right now, literally. DMX, man. It was reported that he had suffered a drug overdose and subsequently had a heart attack, and he's on life support. It's been conflicting reports because He had been on life support, they said, and he was in a vegetative state. And then his lawyer had came out and made a statement and said that, you know, he was doing a lot better, but then he then it was said that he got some wrong information. So
and had to retract because he came out and said that X was off of life support and breathing on his own.
Yeah.
But then he had to retract that because he said he got some bad information.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I saw they said it was his kids was about to fly in to see him, which and you don't like it before, and they bring in the family in to come see you. That's not a good sign.
Right.
No, not at all.
But we still gonna send prayers up for the man.
Yeah, man. Just a legendary, MC person, just charismatic and just icon, man. And he is. I think. He was planning to do some music, I think, recently.
He's been working on stuff.
Yeah. He's been working on some music, and I think he was talking about putting out an album recently. He just recently did some joints with The Lox, and then course, man, whew, that's like my workout song right there, man. Crazy joint. And then last year we saw him do the verses with Snoop.
1346.
Huh?
That was the time before we verses was mentioned, but.
Oh, okay.
1346. Yeah. Y'all keep going.
You're starting a stopwatch now.
Right. Yeah. But nah, that was a classic one, man. Him and Snoop Dogg. So, we're definitely gonna keep him in our prayers, and God is always able. God has the last word. So we're gonna keep him prayed up and pray that he overcomes this, man. So
especially on this 4-3-2-1 day.
Man, no doubt.
Right.
No doubt. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Wow, that's crazy. I didn't even make the connection, but
yeah.
That's tripped out. So but yeah, man. So prayers up to DMX.
Yes,
man.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Speaking of God, I got a question.
Oh Lord.
Lord before. We can't talk about God?
No, I don't know where this is going to go.
It's going to you, actually.
Okay.
My question is going to you. Like, is 10 Commandments like the Christmas story of Easter? Like, y'all have to watch this every year?
Pretty much, yeah. I need that. Yeah.
The Charlton Heston version?
Huh?
That got Charlton Heston in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only one. Eh?
That's the only. Well, it's been variations like cartoons and stuff like that, but no, this is it.
Damn, boy.
Every year, though.
Hey, man.
Don't try to justify it.
But here's the thing: how you just sounded sounds like Keith when we watch talk about Endgame.
No, I'm not that.
I don't even think I'm that bad. But okay, go ahead.
I'm not that. I'm just it's just. Amazes me, like every year, like
we know they used to show a Christmas Carol every year, so it was like,
yeah, I didn't watch that shit.
Yeah,
Christmas, or they starting to show a Christmas Story a lot more now too. So okay,
Christmas Story is the one that they do like 24 hours of.
Right.
Wait,
yeah,
how long is the Ten Commandments movie though?
Like 10 hours. It's an hour per commandment.
It's actually, well, because it's on ABC and commercials and stuff like that, it's like 4 hours.
Mm, okay.
Close enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Spoiler alert, Moses parts the Red Sea.
But right. And they go across. Shit's over. It was crazy.
Yo.
Niggas chase him through the whole movie. Then he part the sea. Niggas bump across. He close it up. And niggas live happily ever after. Damn.
Let me tell you something. The funniest conversation I've had about the Ten Commandments. I was over at my boy Dre's house, we had sipping on some stuff and we was talking about the Ten Commandments. He said, just think, watch the Ten Commandments and just put your own, like, the hood spin on it. Just like, you know, how people talk to each other now. Yeah. It'll come out the most, it'll sound so hilarious. Dope. Just to see, like, the Queen Nefertiti talk to Moses' wife and you know, how they say, oh, you the person that my Moses met up with. But just have it, like, in a hood conversation.
Yeah,
most hilarious stuff ever.
That would be hilarious. Yeah, they should do that, man. Kind of like, you remember Mystery Science Theater? Like,
yeah.
Had that with some, like, hood folks, you know what I'm saying? Breaking down the stuff.
Right.
You know, like Beavis and Butthead.
Jesus.
Right.
Did, you just go from Ten Commandments to Beavis and Butthead. Okay, all
right. Right, see that spectrum.
Right, you know,
shot that far down. Range. Okay,
that's called range.
From God to Mike Judge. Okay,
was y'all the kind of cats to like just go to church on Easter?
Wait, I don't like the insinuation there, Dave.
I'm just saying, though.
Somebody feels attacked.
I'm just saying, you know.
B, folks, did you pick up anything in that?
Was nah, I felt nothing. I didn't care.
All right. But to answer your question, yeah, actually. if, like, you know, like, yeah, occasionally on Easter, yes. I wouldn't say every Easter, especially not
once we became, preteens or something.
I remember going to the movies on Easter a lot. I remember that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think we did that.
Yeah. Did y'all ever dye Easter eggs or go see the Easter eggs?
I remember dying Easter eggs. I don't think I went to go see the Easter
I really bunny. Feel like Dave is talking to us like white people talk to kids when they visit them in the hood. Do you guys dye Easter eggs?
Yo, pies was the shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You go to Walgreens, get the little pies kit.
Here's a question, Dave. How long did you dye Easter eggs?
Wow.
I'm sure.
22. I believe it was 22, definitely.
I definitely used to dye Easter eggs when I was a kid. Yeah. But when'd you stop, Dave?
You know, we're not gonna worry about that.
Okay.
But,
24.
You probably dying after.
No kids. Yo, let's straight eggs.
Yo, food coloring has been good to me, man. You know what I'm saying? And nothing like waking up Sunday morning eating you a purple boiled egg. You know what I mean?
Yes, when you're six.
Wait, y'all remember them little wire thing that they make to put the egg on?
Yeah, man. That was in the pies kit.
Yeah, nah. Nah.
That was the shit.
I haven't done one of those in forever. And I got a kid. And I ain't got an Easter egg in forever.
Wait, she never died at Easter egg?
Yo, she had. When she was little. Oh. She ain't little no more. So.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I get that now. Yeah.
Y'all got the little ugly photo of y'all sitting in the Easter Bunny lap.
Yeah.
Nope, I don't have one of those.
You know, there's one that exists. Oh, wait. Actually, let me think about it. I think there's one where it was kind of like a demonic looking Easter Bunny.
Yeah. You know, I gotta pull it up.
Got one right here. TJ sitting on the Easter Bunny lap.
Oh, please say that so we can post it on the Twitter.
Because we know it ain't going to make Instagram.
I'm looking at it. Yeah.
I'm
not going to send it because I'm in it. So
what are you doing in
it? I'm sitting next to this nigga smiling.
Are you smiling?
He's torturing the Easter Bunny.
I'm sitting next to this nigga smiling and you sitting on the other side with a weird ass smile on your face and the Easter Bunny look like he's disturbed.
I have to see this picture.
I just picture B.A. pelting the Easter Bunny with jelly beans, you know.
Jelly beans? No, he would bring a bag of rocks that he took from near the crib.
But he would have painted them.
I was not that child. What are y'all talking about? I do got something in my hand, though. So it's an egg in my hand.
See?
Yo, you got to send that, man.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to post it. I'll post it off.
Yeah. The people want to
see it. No, they don't.
It.
Nobody really cares.
The people want to see it. They do, man. Mm-hmm. My people in Jordan and Russia, they had hit me in the
people DM in Jordan and Russia don't follow me on my Instagram, so They not really trying to see this. Oh, wow. Yo, now is that what we going? Are we going to post Easter pictures on the
Nope, because I don't got mine. I can't
find mine. See,
it's going on my page then.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
because I was an altar boy, so I was actually doing.
Were work. You really?
Yes, I was.
Wow.
Shut up, DA.
Drew, you may be entitled to compensation.
This is the difference between me and BA, because we both think it, but he will say it. People are used to him saying,
I already know.
Oh, God.
I've already heard those jokes from him.
But like, I might whisper it to him, but then he will say it out loud.
Yeah, because I don't give a fuck. How about that?
I surely thought the same thing, but I wasn't gonna say.
You may be entitled to compensation, sir.
No.
I wanted to say, no. Drew, are you okay?
Ain't nobody touched the kid over here. I'm good.
Okay.
I got one of the good priests.
Oh, okay. All right.
Unless I won his type.
Right. That's what it was. He ain't like dark meat. Oh,
But first of all, I went to a Catholic school that was actually all black, pretty much.
Hey, listen.
Okay, maybe he was just ugly then. How about that?
Hey, man.
Maybe he just thought you were ugly.
Hey, man, that's fine.
Oh, my God. Going back to bunnies.
That's an interesting transition.
What a transition, that one.
Good to see what follows. Go ahead.
No, y'all peeped in the Space Jam trailer?
I saw some steals from it. I didn't see the actual trailer.
I didn't watch the trailer. Yeah.
Dude, you know what? I wasn't mad at it. For... Man, how long ago did the original come out?
Like 97.
5, 96? Yeah.
It wasn't 97. 97? It was 94, 95.
96.
495. I think it's, just from the trailer I saw, it's comparable, but I feel like it's something, this generation will, get into and like. It did have some like really weird cameos in it though. Drew, I don't know if you peeped this, but it was like they had like, it's this one scene at the basketball I guess it was supposed to be the big showdown basketball game,
mm-hmm.
where they got like the dudes from Clockwork Orange in there.
I saw a still on that.
And the Scooby Doo and all those characters.
The robots. I saw a robot, and I think I seen like the Flintstones in there. It was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. They even had some of the villains or something from Mad Max in there. It was like real random,
right?
But overall the movie, the trailer looked really dope, and Don Cheadle was in there.
I think he's playing a bad guy, something like that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think he's supposed to be like the antagonist, and then the Sonequa, I think her last name is Martin. She was on Walking Dead. She plays Sasha. She's like, I think she's supposed to be LeBron's wife in the movie, and it looked dope, man. I'm definitely gonna check it out.
So I'm wondering why, LeBron didn't have enough pull to get his wife and kids in the movie. Yeah. Like just say, hey, just come out for this cameo real quick and knock this out.
Yeah. Well, I don't even remember the original. Did Mike have? Did he have like a whole family in there?
Yeah, he had these kids. Yeah, he had the kids, but they were the correct name and everything. Yeah. His wife was I can't remember.
Teresa Randall.
Okay.
Shout out to Teresa Randall.
I was happy to see her when they brought her back for Bad Boys, because she had kind of disappeared off the scene for a while.
But, yeah, there's a couple of actors that just disappeared. Like, she's one of them. What's a girl name from Blade? I can't remember her name.
Oh, yeah. She was in Dare Presidents, too.
Yeah.
Not in Boucher.
In Boucher, yeah. Yeah,
she like fell off the... Now I ain't saying she fell off, but she just disappeared, because I haven't seen her in anything.
Yeah, her and Lisa Nicole. The other girl that was in Dare... Well, Lisa Nicole, I think, just came well, we saw back her recently. Movie. Yeah, yep, yep, she was true. In that. But then the other sister that was in Dead Presidents, Rose Jackson, she kind of stepped away to, I think she's like a choreographer or something and has like a dance school or something I saw recently.
Wow.
This is one brother, like, if you go on YouTube, this dude, Terry Swoops. He like
did he? I'm sorry.
he's really good with these videos that kind of like where are they now, and he'll like talk about like a lot of the sisters, like especially like the actresses and celebrities who kind of like, you know, have fallen off the plant face of the earth. He kind of brings you up to speed on what they're doing. It's kind of dope.
Mm-hmm.
But another movie I want to talk about, Teej, because I know you know. Probably know more about this one is I saw the trailer for that Zola movie.
Oh yeah,
yeah. What's like? I totally missed the board on this. This movie's about a Twitter feed from this girl.
A Twitter thread.
Wait, Drew, you're familiar with it?
I'm familiar with
B,
it.
You probably not because you didn't really do Twitter much.
Yeah. So explain to me what the hell going on.
Basically, this chick, you know, every now and then somebody does an epic Twitter story with a compelling thread or whatever. But yeah, so Zola is probably the most legendary Twitter story I can think of, except for my man that drove to beat up the homie over Kobe Bryant at one time on Christmas Day. But
anyway. You obviously don't follow the nude queen and her Twitter stories.
I absolutely follow the little thing. I mean, her. No, never mind. Anyway, so Zola basically jumped on. She basically started off the tweet like, "Y'all want to hear the story of how I met this bitch?" And what I forgot what she said, but anyway, she just started off the whole story. Basically, she met some girl. I think she was at a Hooters, and the girl was working at Hooters, and they like became fast friends. And then, like within the same week, she invited her to. Florida or some shit to dance, like a road trip, and it just spiraled out of control with every twist and turn you can think of, between accidentally being sex traffic, prostitution, murder, drugs, like everything. So she just ends up on this wild road trip, and she told the story over Twitter, and it was the most captivating, compelling shit ever, so much so that it's a movie now.
All that because she wanted some wings.
So, yeah, that's.
Here's the more important story. Did she order the breaded or non-breaded wings? That's what I need to know.
Mm-mm.
And was it blue cheese or
that's
was it ranch?
The question. Thank you. Thank you. That's the one we want to find out. What did you order, blue cheese or ranch? Because I don't think that happens if you order ranch. I don't think that would occur.
But I think that just underlines, you know, where we are right now, man, with everything going viral or you having all these followers.
Yo, like, this was like, you know, 5 years ago. Like it took forever. Yeah. For this to happen.
Yeah, it felt like it was longer. Okay.
But I feel like she probably got approached like right away, but you know, some stuff be just in development for years.
Right.
And, you know, she probably got, you know, again, it was like when her thing went viral, it was like, man, how can we turn, you know, some movie producer studio was like, how can we turn this into, you know, a story or, you know, a movie? And they probably, I don't know when they shot it, but, you know, it probably was shot maybe a couple of years ago before the pandemic.
She a black chick or no?
She's a black chick.
Yeah.
The main character is a black chick, but the chick at Hooters was a white, she's a white chick.
Fucking with them white girls.
Yeah. And I think the girl that's playing her in the movie is I can't think of the actress's name, but I think she's from
Taylor Page.
Yeah. What was the show with the basketball cheerleaders or dancers? Hit the Floor.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she's from that. But and she was in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Oh, was she?
Which was a great movie.
Yeah, absolutely. So it just looked real interesting, man. I was like, the trailer is kind of trippy, but it looks like it's one of those, you know, kind of weird, quirky movies that'll probably get a cult following. So
yeah,
Yeah, but I totally had not heard about that.
You took some time away from Twitter, considerable amount. You didn't really, you weren't active. And so, I think it was, you know, during that time.
Man, y'all see this, conflict between TJ's, one of TJ's favorite people and Kevin Durant?
Oh, Jesus.
Yo, what the hell? Like,
it's a combination of two things. Listen, Kevin Durant is super sensitive.
Yeah.
Like, he is super duper sensitive.
Be that as it may. Yeah. And then, in this case, KD said what the fuck he said.
Yeah, I give him that, but he's still way too sensitive, dude, to be like, you know what kind of heat comes when you that kind of basketball superstar.
But you know what?
Yeah. You know what's going
on. I don't have a problem with KD's sensitivity in this case. My problem is with Rappaport screenshotting and making this public. Like, why the fuck would you do that?
That's the only part I have a problem with him doing that. It's like, dude, that was a private conversation. I get that he came at you very foul.
Yeah. That was very bitch assy.
Yeah.
Well, it's Michael Rappaport.
So both of them was in the wrong.
But so the NBA fined this dude $50,000 for that? Like, yeah. Got to be more careful, man. You can't, you know, you just can't.
So you just
when you, 50, when you're under the spotlight.
Hey, I beat his ass even more now.
Right, you know, dude, you know he thinking
like, it. Damn, like yo. You ain't have to like, screenshot man. That and put none of that shit out. Everything that I'm going through right now is because you was a whole ass nigga and you screenshotted the conversation and posted it.
Yeah.
So that'd get your ass beat, like for real, for real.
Yeah.
Well, but like, I get what you're saying, y'all, and Michael Rappaport deserves all the blame he getting. But on the other end, like I said before, you can't excuse KD because he's been mad sensitive for years, having burner Twitter accounts to come at people that come at him. Like, dude.
You said burner.
Yeah, no,
Twitter.
That's a real thing. Do that, yeah. I don't disagree, Drew. I don't disagree, but you know, Rappaport is a bigger bitch to me any day. But y'all know that already.
Yeah, you got a personal bias. I'm just saying, objectively, Rappaport whole shit outweighs Kevin Durant's sensitivity in this scenario.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, man. You know, you just got to be more careful, man. You can't, especially when you're under the spotlight, you know, like even going back to the whole Kirk Franklin thing, man. You know, his own son put him on blast and put their private conversation all over the internet for the world to hear, you know.
But see, that's some bitch ass shit from your kid.
Yeah.
Like, and for the kid, that was like, come on, dude. Like, here's another thing is too. You got to also remember, people got to stop holding these superstars and everybody up to these high standards. They're human.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, I don't have any kids, but I'm pretty, like, B.A., if Taren came at him like that,
yeah,
I know he'd probably, you know, do his thing as a parent, but he ain't gonna, you know, he gonna react the same way.
But I think that's too why people do it. Like, I think that's why because they know that it's gonna get, you know, those types of reactions, and then they can turn around and cry foul. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, oh, I'm gonna sue you. Or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's all bitch assness, man. So
well, that's Diddy needs to bring back them t-shirts.
Oh right? Yeah, I forgot about that. He does.
I just found mine today.
Dude, you gotta rock it, man.
Dude, I want to rock it, but you know what? I'm gonna be in Miami. I'm a win.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, they gonna cancel you though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they definitely gonna be canceled. Yeah, yo, what's I missed this one too. Paul Pierce went on Instagram Live with a room full of strippers.
Mm-hmm.
Did he? Good for Paul Pierce.
But the crazy shit, like, I ain't mad at the party, but the crazy shit is he like apparently took everybody's phone and made them sign NDAs, only for his dumb ass to go live and go viral.
Well, that's just goofy. Okay. Wow. All
right.
Right.
Wow. That's just dumb as shit. Right.
Like, I told you, well, you know what Paul Pierce was in the '80s. I ain't got to sign shit. My party. I'll post what I want.
Well, yeah. Let's face facts. Paul ain't been the smartest person ever. So
this is very Paul Pierce of him to do.
Right.
Everybody's a producer.
Y'all keep stabbing at this man.
I see.
Oh.
I do. Wow. Taking your little jab and stabbing at him. Man, that's the man. Right.
Then he gonna fake something and be like, oh, I'm hurt, then come back.
He left the party in the wheelchair and came back 3 minutes later.
And came back. Which reminds me of one of my birthday parties. But never mind.
Yeah. Epic comeback.
Yep.
It sounds like there's a story there.
You were there.
Wait, I'm trying to remember. Wheelchair?
Stabbing? Not a wheelchair, but...
Stabbing?
No, I didn't get stabbed either. Come on, dude. Where did you have it? Like, I literally got what sick. Party were you at with you guys?
I feel like I missed this party, too. I think I remember what y'all talking about, but I feel like I think I was working overnight at the Burnham or something.
He done said a lot of... bad takes on ESPN, so it don't.
You might not have to worry about that for a while.
I mean, you still got to deal with Charles Barkley's takes too, but his be kind of on point.
Yeah, but Charles definitely ain't the smartest. Definitely not.
You can watch every year when he come up with who he play for, and he don't know where nobody play for.
No, I was recently reading an article about hip hop versus rap.
Okay.
Like, I didn't really think this was a thing, but I get it because iTunes, and for years, you know, when record stores were a thing, you know, you'd have a rap section, right? But
you're right.
But there's always, there's always been this underlying distinction between hip hop.
Yeah, do you want to start rap, hip hop versus rap is the music of the culture part, or do you want me to do it?
I was little. You know what? We must be related because I was. I swear to God, I was thinking, and I'm like,
yeah.
See, that's okay, Dave. So that's the first thing people need to understand. Like, rap is the music of hip hop. Hip hop is a culture. It's more than just you know. There's hip hop music, which is predominantly rap. But that's the first thing people, but a lot of people just talk about when they say hip hop versus rap, they're literally talking about types of rap against each other. Cause you know, people construe like more negative or materialistic music as rap, and then more, in their opinion, pure and holistic or more positive.
Fam, stop. Migos rap. Talib Kweli, hip hop. That's how they see it.
Hip hop.
Yes. So people often think about it that way, but like it's really hip hop is the culture. Rap is the music of the culture.
The music of the culture. Yep.
Right. It's one of the four elements. You know what I'm saying? Along with breakdancing, the DJing, and graffiti.
Look at Dave flexing his knowledge. Look at the big brain on Dave.
Wait, let me ask you a question though, because it's something that I've always, you know, like how Dave said earlier, like me being working in the record store for a couple of years, I already know how they used to have soft rock, hard rock, this, that, and the other. But I've never understood why they never really broke down and classified rap. You know what I'm saying?
Same reason they think we all look alike.
Yeah. Like, you know what you're saying.
Right.
True. Well, okay. Chuck D once said that his exact words were, I think the element of hip hop left when rap music started being created on a slow tempo. It's just stayed there for years. Right now, a lot of rap music today is being created at very low tempos. There's no more that wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. You know, something that makes you want to get out there and break dance. Rap music has lost that element right now, mainly over in America. There's not too many great hip hop records out there, but there are some great rap records.
When did Chuck D say this?
And I think
this was recently, honestly. Yeah, I think this was pretty recently.
And that's
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
It's something else I've also noticed too. It's like I know because the people's how they listen has changed. It's like songs are literally 2 minutes long. Like less or make you know say 2 minutes. Like just when you get into the song, it's over with.
Yeah.
Like I remember songs used to be what 3-4 minutes.
Yeah, totally. No more than
4 minutes.
Yeah, you're right.
You're
right.
Right. Yeah, and that song you like hit the 2 minute mark, it's over with.
Yeah, it's like you listening to an album full of interludes.
Right.
Nowadays. Yeah, you're right. And yeah,
these kids, little niggas is lazy these days. That's what it is.
They lazy and they have the internet. And that's the combination right there. Because I can just make this little one verse song. I'm gonna say
one verse.
Yeah, one verse. I'm gonna say a little hook at the beginning.
I was gonna say one word
at the end, and then I'm gonna upload it online. That's what I'm gonna do.
And then people take to that shit because people are simple for the most part. Yeah. What was that
short
dumbass,
ass attention span
song Ye put out that didn't have no lyrics?
Oh, was it it was like
yeah, but I mean, like that's a perfect example that like for 2 weeks we actually paid attention to that shit and was analyzing it and trying to break it down.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
That was the poopity
scoop. Yeah, poopity scoop.
Like that's just a society, we respond to that shit. That's why people do it. That's why the songs are getting lazier and lazier because we rolling with that shit.
Yeah, I find myself listening to a lot more R&B lately. Anyway, I just one album I want to shout out is the sister Joyce Rice. You familiar with her?
So.
Why you go right to him?
She was because I know TJ. You know he's
no,
he's,
I get it. I get it. He's R&B.
I'm just
fucking around. I know why.
But she was on Lucky Day's last project, and she just dropped her own. It's called Overgrown. And I just listened to that. It was really dope. Really, really dope. It was kind of like that old, I don't want to say 90s R&B, but it just had that older vibe to
Joyce
it that I really
like. W-R-I-C. Okay, I don't know why C-E. I was thinking Joy Rice. Okay, no, I don't. I'm familiar with Joyce Rice, and I have not listened to all of Overgrown. I'm looking at my title right now, and I do have it, but I didn't listen to all of it yet.
Yeah, definitely.
I got to the joint with Gibbs. So, I think it's like the third song on the album, and then I got distracted. But
Queen Naija and Ari Lennox is about to drop a project.
I know
together.
The artwork.
That should be interesting.
Oh wow! Okay.
Shout out to the lady.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, that sounds like something you can get into.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this being a Butcher album though?
Oh wait, yeah, that's right. He dropped a joint.
He did. He just did.
Yeah.
It's out, right?
Okay, I ain't know that. I'm about to get into that.
Yep. Now we in my lane. Let's talk about this.
Wow. Yeah, I'm definitely.
I don't listen to Queen Naija. Sorry, I just don't. We got something to talk about.
Wow. Yeah. I'm definitely
so, B, I haven't heard it. I haven't been aware of it. It dropped a couple weeks ago. I'm aware of it, but I haven't listened yet. How is it?
It's definitely worth a listen. It's Benny. What are you, you know? He don't disappoint. So
the Butcher coming.
Butcher coming, nigga.
Wow. Yeah, definitely. I saw him post about it, but I didn't realize it was out.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a listen. I'll say go ahead and run through.
Hey,
that.
Let's go back to BA's favorite topic. Yeah. So let's talk about Meth and Red's verse. Who y'all think? What do y'all think they're gonna do? Like, do y'all think they're gonna? How they gonna split up the Blackout album? The Blackout songs.
They not. They probably gonna one on one until the end, and then they are gonna probably do 3 or 4 songs that they did together.
Yeah. Seriously, because they got the two Blackout albums.
Two, as far as I
know.
Two
or three?
Two.
Okay, so they... And then, I mean, technically, the High soundtrack is a third. and then, you know, it's... Plus, they got so many features they can do, too.
Yeah, I think Method Man wins.
Yeah.
I think Method
Man. Ooh, I don't...
Yeah.
here's the thing. They don't people even in the comments don't even score no more, really.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's even about that anymore, but I'm just saying if it was,
I still like to talk about
it.
I
would say Method Man wins.
As if it were.
Yeah, my money would be on that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Matt too. So, but it's gonna be close.
I mean, I feel like I agree, but I feel like there. I guess the more I think about it, yes, I will probably say Method. But I was gonna say, Meth, he had a couple joints that didn't hit for me. Like, right?
No. I hear you. Let me stop you there because I thought about that. I took that into consideration. The thing is, though. Dave just touched on it.
Features. I said the more I think about it, you're right.
Meth. Features. And Meth had this little band called Wu-Tang Clan that he was in. And when he started pulling out those records.
Those guys?
You mean records from the first two albums? Because he's probably not going to pull anything out after that from Wu.
I'm just saying.
He's going to pull out Triumph.
I'm just saying. When he goes into the Wu catalog, I think Meth has it.
Yeah, but He got a couple joints in the Wu catalog because I think he can only pull from the first two for any effect. But
are you serious?
Two Wu albums,
like all the Wu albums, you saying Meth didn't have no features, no
what
nothing
I'm
that you fuck with?
If you're talking about him pulling material from the Wu albums in the verses, it's gonna have to be from either 36 Chambers or Wu-Tang Forever. He's not gonna play anything from the other albums. What from there is he gonna play? Maybe
you ain't gonna fuck with like
maybe
gravel pit, nothing like that.
Gravel pit, that's what I was gonna say. A lot of people don't get it.
Yeah, I'm just saying those two didn't hit for people, so they're not gonna be as familiar with the material on those albums, maybe except for gravel pit.
Yeah,
but red has like five.
See the people watching verses,
meth fans
watching verses,
meth fans will be familiar with the Wu stuff,
right.
Red could go back into some of that.
Because Meth,
you don't think Method Man fans are familiar with Wu Tang Records?
Meth has a heavy fan base of women that probably wasn't fucking with Wu outside of Method. So
I'm not gonna argue with you today. I choose peace today. I'm not gonna do this.
I still think Method gonna win. I think y'all right though.
Yeah. Red got them features though. I ain't gonna lie. He was on 5-4-3-2-1-2.
They both were.
Yeah, both of them were.
Oh yeah.
So they probably not gonna do that.
Yeah. Yeah. They should do Serial Killer from the Jamie Foxx show too.
Oh wow.
just for...
Wow, yeah. You know, Meth gonna pull out that song with him. Was it Go Girl? Jonelle. He gonna hit that one up.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. You know it. You know he is. I think like one of my favorite Red singles.
I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't want to bring it up. This shit gonna be over by the time people hear this, but yeah, Gonzaga just hit this crazy last second three to win in OT. Cause it was finna go to double OT. It was damn near a half court, couple steps inside.
It was
half
a second
court heave. It wasn't a jumper. He heaved that bitch and yeah.
These niggas in UCLA sick. All right, yeah, but man, Method Man gonna have the women. He gonna have the women definitely because you know that was I can't think of any other song that probably joined with him and D'Angelo.
Yeah. Of course, the Mary joint is gonna kill.
Oh, I forgot he gonna play. Oh, I don't know how I forgot that one.
Yeah,
I think Redman himself said he ain't gonna win a versus. He said he said out his own mouth he'll take on anybody, and he gonna for 11 minutes he gonna be on point. After that that first little batch, he said after he played the Rockwilder, he's done.
Yeah,
that's exactly what he said. You know, he said, "I'll go get anybody."
That's another song.
But after I get to the Rockwilder, I'm just know I'm out of ammunition.
The thing with Red too, man. He was more visual. You know what I'm saying? Like you think you go back to his music videos, and he was kind of like a little bit along the lines of Busta Rhymes. He always had that like really over the top, you know, comedic style to his videos. And one of my favorite ones was Let's Get Dirty.
Not to get dirty was funny.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so he was always the more like visual man. I'll never forget too. I went, it was the Hard Knock Life tour. I went and Matt and Ref was on the bill. And
Matt and Ref? Okay.
Matt and Ref. That's their new name. Okay.
They were actually opening on that tour, right? It was the
That was at the Allstate. I remember that one.
And that was when I almost saw Red Man die.
I remember that.
Yeah, dude. They did. There was. I believe he was doing How High.
And he got caught, suspended.
Yeah, he got caught. In the high wire, he got stuck. So he, while he was stuck, he was still up there doing his verse, and then one of the guys from the venue or whatever or the stagehand came out, and he had to get on this big ass ladder to try to get Red Man loose.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got up there, he was able to untangle him. But when he untangled him, Red Man dropped like a bungee drop, and he fell right on top of the dude, and the dude fell off the ladder and hit the ground and did not get back up. Red didn't hit the stage, but he was just like suspended and hanging, and everybody in the stadium was like, like was screaming because we thought the dude was dead, man. Was at the Allstate.
So the music concert stopped for what? How long?
No, it didn't stop. It didn't stop. They kept going.
He kept going.
They came and tended to the dude.
So
and,
not okay. And then they so pulled him okay, off stage. So Red gets stuck in the rafters, and then yep. Okay. So he's hovering over the stage in the rafters, yeah. And then so they realize he's right, stuck. Right, he yeah. keeps rapping his verse. But then you're telling me that the show doesn't stop. And, yeah. and I mean, I know the show goes on, but goddamn. Telling me the show didn't stop when the dude had to bring the tall ass ladder up. The white man climbed the tall ass ladder.
Nope.
Kept going.
He was a brother? Okay.
I don't even think he was white.
Okay. So the brother brings the tall ass ladder, climbs up 20 feet above the stage, wherever he at. And then he unravels Red, and Red falls on him. And then Red almost bungees and almost hits the fucking stage, but he stops. Yep. Okay, but then the brother
almost hits the stage.
Brother didn't fell about 10-12 feet off his ladder, and he's unresponsive on the floor.
Yep.
But niggas kept rapping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kept rapping. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm not mad at that. And here's why. CJ, I'm not sure if you're well, you might know, but Dave, I know you know. When you're performing, you got a 20-minute set.
They gonna take that against your set,
right? Yeah. This show has to continue. This show we have been singing for a certain amount of time. And I got 20 minutes.
Okay,
Listen, did Beyonce and Kelly stop on the show?
No, because they had five minutes. They had one song.
Yep,
they're not gonna stop the show. I'm being serious. Y'all laughing? This Dave, you know I'm telling the truth.
Yeah,
because you performed before. They're not gonna stop the show. You only have this amount of time, and when your 15 minutes is up, Beanie Siegel coming on stage. So.
Yo, that's kind of how Pac and Tribe Called Quest and Zulu was beefing. That shit happened kind of at the Sorcerer Awards. Do y'all remember that?
Oh, wow.
Basically, Tribe Called Quest was giving their acceptance speech, and the engineer put in Pac's dat prematurely, and Pac heard his music, so he came out on stage while Tribe Called Quest was trying to finish there, and then there was like a misunderstanding because they thought he was doing that to be disrespectful, and then they had, I think Busta Rhymes ended up squashing it or putting him on the phone to squash it, but they had a small thing for a few weeks.
Yeah.
So wait, I remember this, once they finished their set though, he said, "Shouts out to Chicago. You held me down when I was just about to die."
Right, I remember, yes, I remember that.
I still can't believe they just kept the show going after dude plummeted 12 feet.
Yeah, man.
On it.
Yeah, 12. Oh, you don't know the story of Owen Hart, do you?
Oh, Jesus, don't tell that story.
Oh, wait, yeah. Wait, did that happen at one of the SummerSlams?
It happened live on pay-per-view.
Right.
On live TV. And the show kept
going. They cut up, they cut the crowd.
Like 60.
Did they think it was initially part of the show?
You can tell when he hit the ring post with his face that it wasn't part of the show.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Yeah. Ouch.
So wait, did he land in or out of the ring?
He landed a little bit of both.
Yeah. Like his face hit the ring post.
Right.
So he kind of landed in that area.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine? Yeah. And that's, you know, you got a bunch of kids in the audience and, you know, they're like, mommy or daddy, why isn't, you know, he moving right now? And
that nigga dead.
Yeah. Now, think about this though. Like, think about you're his friend and you have to go perform next.
Right. Yeah.
It didn't cancel the show, my nigga. The show is still going on.
Right.
You can go out there knowing what just happened.
You know, capitalism is some bullshit, G.
How deep into it was the show?
I think that was like, was it like the second or third match?
Second match? Maybe you know the show? Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the second or third match, dude.
Wow. That's crazy. You like pay, what, $60, $70 to watch some band from TV type shit.
I think everybody in the building would have been like, okay, if the show was over, like, okay, we get it. But no, it wasn't over.
Oh, not for Vince McMahon.
Yeah, so, well, shit, that's like...
When they say the show goes on, the show must... That's a real fucking sentiment, nigga. The show will go on.
Well, wait, did you see just the other day that MMA fighter that lost his finger in the middle of the fight?
Oh, yeah. No, I saw a clip. What? I didn't want to watch that.
Dude, like, he literally, like, the match continued and they couldn't find his finger because I guess he was wearing some gloves or something.
It was probably in the glove.
Yeah, it was in the glove. They found it in the glove.
Yo, I know I'll be on some Tito, pass me some tissue shit, but MMA, that shit is crazy barbaric. I don't even understand how it's a thing that is people make money off of. That shit is crazy to me.
Well, yeah. Wait, but also remember that we've seen something like this before. Don't you remember the BET Awards, the bad boy segment? When Puff fell through the hole?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on. Live TV?
Yeah.
The show keeps going.
That was hilarious. But man, back to the MMA thing real quick. Like, yeah, that's why you gotta be careful too who you pick fights with, man. You can't just go picking fights with people.
How did his finger come off? Did the dude bite it off?
Yeah, the dude. No, he didn't bite it off. The guy, they said what happened was he like, I think the dude came at him with some type of kick or whatever.
Oh,
and then okay. He damn near like kicked it off. And like it was like a perfect storm, where the dude kicked it, and the guy also fell back at the same time, and then he was like pulling them, and they said it just popped off.
His finger popped off from a kick.
Yeah, but he was able to. Thankfully, though.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, thankfully they was able to reattach it, but
I bet you he ain't gonna clap no more.
Right. he ain't gonna get nobody the finger.
Right.
That's for sure.
His finger gonna look like Tori Holt's finger.
What finger was it?
I think it was the middle finger.
He got kicked and his fucking middle finger flew off?
Man.
Dude.
That motherfucker gonna throw that GD to the world blowout, man.
Oh, geez.
You want to see some nasty fingers?
That's what I'm saying, B. Like, how the fuck the shit don't correlate to me? I don't understand. This shit is way too barbaric for me. Yeah. Fucking kick and his finger flies off.
Yeah.
What the hell? All right.
Y'all want to see some nasty fingers?
Was it Anderson Silva when he broke his shit?
You ever see that? Yeah, that was a bad one. Yeah.
That nigga's leg was just like dangling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a fun feeling, man. I've broken my arm twice, and it's not a fun feeling. What'd you say?
Who are you telling?
Man, yeah.
I got a broken arm on my resume. I got a broken finger. Like I've
yeah.
When did you break your finger as an adult?
Huh?
You broke your finger as an adult? I don't remember that.
I broke my finger 6 months after I broke my arm.
Oh shit! I definitely don't remember that. Damn.
I don't know how you were there.
How'd you break your finger?
I broke my finger at Charles' house playing ball. It was a loose ball, and I was the fastest kid, and I think two other niggas was running at it, and I dove my hand in the middle, and they clapped on my hand. You don't remember this? Like, I literally, I thought.
I broke my finger like that at Charles' house playing ball.
Yo. No, you sound like Charles is not the guy whose house you want to be going over.
That's crazy. I broke my right ring finger my junior year, and it's why I couldn't try out for the basketball team that year because my finger was broke. But yeah, and I had to learn how to write left-handed for like
2 months.
It was the pinky on my left hand.
That was the finger that the dude lost. It wasn't his middle finger. It was his ring finger.
Yeah,
got kicked off.
Wow. Doesn't make any more sense to me, but
no, okay. No.
But no, I think you don't remember that for real. Like I literally,
I vaguely remember this, but was it on the same hand?
My left hand. 6 months after I broke my left arm, I broke my pinky on my left.
You just had your cast off, and then you fucking broke. I know your mom was mad at you.
Yeah, she was pissed. But bro, I think I messed it. I made it worse though, because when I first did it, I thought. Everybody here played ball. You had a jammed finger. You just
actually,
yo, fuck you. Okay,
actually, EA, have you ever played?
You know what, team? Let's just stop. Okay,
wait. I need to hear the story. I need to hear the story.
What just happened?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. I hear you, Drew.
I need to hear the story.
Just be quiet.
I need to hear the story.
Cause I know he's about to talk. He about to talk hella shit.
I was gonna say, you said BA. You said you know everybody here plays ball, and then I was gonna ask you if you ever played ball with Dave, because I don't think you have.
Okay, then that's enough for me. Listen,
but I'm not gonna tell a story. Let me finish real quick before you go into that. Go ahead.
So we all had a jammed finger. So I literally just, you know, yes. Jammed finger, you just pull it out.
You thought you jammed your shit. Yeah.
I jammed it. So I pulled it and I kept playing. I finished the whole day. I didn't even trip. And then I got to the house that night, went to get in the shower, and I literally couldn't lift up a bar of soap with that hand. And that's how I knew I fucked my shit up.
Wow.
Listen, okay, so wait. If I recall, okay, you broke your arm the night the Bulls won the second championship. So. Yeah. This was 92.
June of 92 is when I broke my arm. Yes.
And then 6 months later, you broke your
pinky. March of 93.
Okay. I didn't break mine until the beginning of my junior year. So that would have put me, sometime in the fall of 93.
Yeah, you wanted to be me so bad.
All right. Now back to Dave playing basketball, right? Okay. Right.
Okay.
So, no, I'm not. Dave doesn't play basketball well. We'll just say we'll just leave it at that.
That's all right. It's okay. Sorry.
I can say I've played with one member of this podcast, and that's it.
Oh, really? Ooh.
VA. I played with VA one time.
Wow.
VA. When did you last? That like what year was that?
Oh, nigga, that was a minute ago.
But we played a whole different kind of basketball.
Drew, you're not talking about at Papa Shot or no shit. I'm talking about like
we was in the backyard of our boy Brian's house. He had
talking about that. I thought you were talking about that one time we went to South Suburban and hooped up there.
Oh yeah. Okay, that's maybe twice. Okay. That was but the last time we went to go play with it in the back of Brian's house when we played
That was just a bunch of niggas. Like, fouls don't exist. Yes, right.
Drew, you tell me, homie still got a jump shot?
Oh, he still got a J, but I don't think nobody was shooting J that day. We were just trying to get around people.
Y'all was playing arch rivals in the backyard.
Man.
Yeah.
Somebody, I know, Charles ended up in the back of that. Like, he hit the screen door and almost broke it.
Oh, y'all want to play basketball.
We were playing hockey and basketball together.
Yeah.
Very much arch rivals.
Wow. Right.
That's crazy.
I had a little J for a while.
He had a J now. Yeah, I remember even when we played in the South Suburban, he had a J.
Yeah, now he always had a J, but the thing was, he was a bigger dude. So when we played,
I felt like
he should be in the fucking hole. Nigga always fucking thinking he fucking Dennis Scott or some shit on the round of 3-point. Big ass in the goddamn hole and grab a rebound.
Don't listen to TJ, man. I can play a little ball. I can play a little bit.
Dave, I've seen you shoot.
I was definitely a stretch four.
Dave, I've seen you shoot. I'm sorry, Dave. I've seen you shoot.
Listen,
I seem to remember in what was that, Nashville during Impact, and they had that little shooting contest, which I won.
Listen, man, I was in an Eminem's commercial with Doug McDermott, and I shot blindfolded, and almost made it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Are you bragging about almost making a shot?
Doug McDermott.
He played for the Bulls, CJ.
Doug, when the fuck did you do an Eminem commercial with Doug McDermott, my dude?
I did one like years ago. It was a web commercial, but I was.
Dave has a whole...
I almost made the shot.
Dave has a whole entire life nobody knows about.
This motherfucker brag.
Dave's jump shot is like a combination of Dave Corzine and Brad Sellers.
Wow. No, they both played in the NBA. What are you talking about? No. Dave jump shot worse. Don't sit for nobody in the NBA.
Wow. Listen, I think Dave Corzine, I think he was drunk most of his NBA career, if I'm not mistaken. Like he just got that type of name that he sounded like he drank beer all day.
Yo,
it sounds like cortisone.
It's finna be summer. I feel like we should get a hoop session in, and we're gonna record it.
Man, bro, I'm old,
man.
Done.
It ain't gonna be no full court. I guarantee you that because I'm not running full court at all.
Definitely ain't running full court.
Yo, it's gonna be the big three, man.
Shoot, it might be just the big two. Man.
Well, it sounds like y'all gonna be watching these fucking jumps.
Hey, TJ, we do it old school like we did 2-on-2 back in the day, like. I shoot, you rebound. That's how we gonna do this,
niggas.
So you gonna leave me with Dave, right?
Get your ass in the hole, Terrence.
Wow, leave me with Dave. The almost making a dude.
Listen, nobody has to guard Dave, is what I'm saying. Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna shock y'all, man. I'm gonna shock y'all. Just watch.
Dave shot is just like Carlton did when he stole the ball from Will for his Prince.
Oh, wow.
Mixed with imagine Bugs Bunny trying to shoot a basketball.
Hey, Bugs made a shot in Space Jam.
Right, I'm saying, like,
Monstars came and took your talent.
Man. That's all right. That's okay.
Well, speaking of going back to that, that's a song Meth gonna play on the verses.
Ooh, the hit high. High. You hit him high?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
If he comes with that, then Red got to come back with the points.
Mm. I was finna say, I was trying to think of the song, and if he was on there, he was on there.
Yep.
But
everybody else was on the points, too.
Niggas better start putting on helmets.
Yeah.
Wow, I got to go back and listen.
Let me see if the points is streaming on Tidal.
Got to go back and listen.
Drew, you ain't got no food?
What you mean?
I had made a bet that you was gonna
come on eating.
I feel like you've been eating like the last, like you just coming in from work and you be eating like the last three episodes.
No, I didn't go to work today.
Okay. Ah,
you saw like I know y'all saw my story. I was getting pampered today.
Oh yeah. Oh shit, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Pampered.
So Drew, you got a pedicure today.
I got a manicure and pedicure today.
Drew, I just want to commend you on your fearlessness and putting your feet on the internet because
my feet look good, dude.
Hey, listen, I'm happy that you're confident in your feet because I can't do it, I don't think.
That's some fly nigga shit right there, man.
Like, I'm saying
not everybody can, you know, do that. Like
I'm not mad at anything about that except the fact that he used the word pampered.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm saying the bruv can't get pampered.
Pampered?
No, I don't like that word. I don't like that word.
Okay, I was getting work done. How about that?
Did you dip your feet in the little fish?
Hold on.
No, I can't do that.
But B, what's wrong? You don't like to be pampered, my nigga?
I just think the word is very plausible. I think it's not like but acts. I'm not knocking it's anything like, that he did. I just don't like the word.
He don't like the word.
Describe it.
I'm just okay. I just say we getting worked on.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that's that's your preference. I don't see what's wrong with
you. I couldn't do it because I'm ticklish, and I probably would have been laughing.
No, it's just they do the whole.
Wait, Dave, have you never got a pedicure?
No, I haven't. I've never gotten.
You know what else I don't like?
What?
When grown men say bye bye. That annoys the fuck out of me. Don't say bye bye to me. You're an adult, my nigga. What is wrong with?
Okay, for an adult dope man to say that to another dope man is.
That's
terrible.
My point. So it's like that. It's like I get what you're trying to say. No, you said it the wrong way.
That's totally out of bounds. Like, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless you're saying that to a baby.
Like, I would say it to a baby I'm waving at, but I wouldn't say it to another adult.
Yeah. And y'all be surprised how many adults actually use that. Like, don't say bye-bye to me, nigga. Like, no.
That's like, no, it is. That's like texting K.
Yes. That's exactly what it's like. Oh, what? You couldn't type that? Oh, nigga, you couldn't.
You couldn't
just say bye once. You have to put the extra bye on there. And now this whole interaction is suspect because you said bye-bye to me.
You know, as soon as you said that, I literally tried to go and recall every time I've ever said goodbye to you. And I ain't never said that.
Nah, nobody like, on this pod is guilty of that. Nobody that I know personally is guilty of that, I don't think. I get it at work a lot. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? My phone saying bye-bye. I'm an adult. I'm not a child. So I say that to say.
Yeah.
Pampered is not
certain
the word.
Things that just like don't, pampered don't work for me from a man. Like, I don't want to hear you say you got pampered.
Okay, I got you. But just to let y'all know, man, they hit you with the they gave me the scrub underneath the feet.
Mm.
Man, put the little, some kind of, I don't know, eucalyptus stuff on my legs.
Yeah.
Man, it's like hot towel wrapped around them.
Wow.
Dog. Yeah.
Man,
the only thing I don't like going based off what BA just said, the stuff that they ask you, like, did you want polish?
Right, like, no, I look like the kind of nigga that won't polish on this?
That's the thing, though. I'm really not
right. I've done, and don't get me wrong, I have done clear polish.
Yeah,
BA, do you remember the time I almost accidentally got a French manicure?
Almost accidentally.
No,
you went for that.
You don't remember that? Yo, real quick.
You better walk around with the white tips.
Yo, B, but listen, you're the one that saved me because if it weren't for you, I would have fucking got a French manicure.
Wow.
What? Tell me this story because I don't remember this.
I can't believe you don't remember this.
Sound like a Seinfeld episode.
Yo, 2005, I ended up going to fucking Miami like a few days after Katrina because of the MTV Video Awards.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, Miami, I need to get my shit right. So that's the first time I got a pedicure and I got a manicure. But I'm squirmy when they do like the, what happened was as I was walking into the fucking salon, B, I was on the phone with you and I walk into the salon and I'm looking at the prices. I don't know shit about manicures, pedicures. So I look at the prices and I see the pedicure is like, I see the manicure is like $10 and the French manicure is like $20. And I was like, if I'm gonna do it, I might as well do it the most. Fuck it, I'm gonna get the French manicure. And then that's when you were like, TJ, do not get a French manicure.
Wow.
Because once I got to do the manicure, like, I look away when they're doing all the shit on my fingers because that shit, I'm squirmy and I don't like looking. So I was going to look away the whole time they were doing the manicure, and then I would have fucking looked up and had a French manicure.
Thank God. Thank God you have a brother that you know, looks out, because he really could have put you out there bad.
I mean, like the worst that would
BA on the worst day, and,
man. Yeah. Like the worst that would have happened is once they finished, I would have looked and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Get this shit. I would have made them undo the shit. Yeah. I would have paid more or whatever, but he stopped me from going through the trauma of getting a French manicure.
Wow.
That's hilarious. I do not remember that, but yeah, it sounds about right.
Here's a bad thing about it. I remember I got a manicure right before Carlo's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, and I told y'all where I was at, and y'all started clowning me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, Drew, did I clown you too?
Yes, you did.
Hey, I've matured since then. I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong with getting a mani-pedi. I'm long overdue for one. And fuck you. Yes, I want them to pamper me. The fuck? Yes.
Pamper okay, get your white tips then, nigga.
I want to be pampered that much, but
yo, I ain't been to the spot now, but they got a place in Alcid now, yeah, that is just strictly for men.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but so yo, I know you might be ticklish. I get it. But you'll get past it. It's one of those things. You'll get over it. But the pampering doing your fucking mani. Oh, let me tell you the other part. I thought the lady was flirting with me.
Yeah.
Because I never had a pedicure before.
Yeah.
And so you know, I just expected her to tend to my feet. But she was like, you know,
rubbing up your leg.
Yeah, she was all the way up, damn near up to my knee. But she was trying to make conversation. Oh, do you live around here? Do you have a girlfriend? So as she's doing that, she's going higher and higher up my leg. And I'm a little uncomfortable. And so I didn't realize that all that goes into a pedicure. Like, man, I literally thought they were
going like to
just be touching my feet.
That sounds like a date to me.
She wasn't that cute to me. Y'all know I like a boat anyway, so I wasn't tripping. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, no, I so that happens today, but it's worth it, man. Do that shit one time.
Okay.
Do that shit one time for the one time.
All right.
And that hand was steadily going up my thigh.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Man. Well, yo, on that note, yo, this has been another episode of On the Serious 33 and the Third podcast. Much love and respect for everybody that's been tuning in. Keep checking us out. You know, follow us on Twitter, Instagram. You know, we got the
Snapchat.
We got the merch out there. And, man, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep it going. And everybody stay safe, stay masked up, stay healthy, get your vaccination, and, you know. That's all she wrote.
See y'all in 2 weeks.
Well, we'll do that on the next show. But yo, much love, everybody, and we'll holler at you soon. Peace.
Deserve. Yes,